Welcome to the Fresh Start Podcast, Episode 18, brought to you by attorneys Gina Cho and Jeff Curl of JC Law Group, whose practice is dedicated to bankruptcy for individuals and small businesses. Thanks for joining us. I'm Matt Hayes. Please note that this podcast is not legal advice. For more information, visit jclawgroup.com. Now let's welcome Gina and Jeff to our podcast. How are you guys doing today?
Good. How are you, Matt?
I'm well. How are you doing, Jeff?
Good. Thanks, Matt.
Today we move on to step 5 of the 6 building blocks to creating a healthy financial future. If you missed the first 4, you can go back and listen to those at jclawgroup.com. If you missed any of them, it's probably a good idea to go back and listen to them and hear this series in order. It'll make things understand a little bit easier as you go through. Today, step 5 is grow your wealth. So we've done a lot of these basics we talked about before. About maximizing the income, cutting our expenses, getting that debt paid down, have an emergency fund just in case we need it, making sure the family is protected with the proper insurance. Now, Gina, we move on to the next step, grow your wealth. So, Gina, where do we start with this?
I was looking at this online calculator. It's on bankrate.com, and it says, how long until you're a millionaire? And I think most of us would like to become a millionaire. So Matt, I have a question for you. If you were to deposit $100 per month, okay, at an annual rate of 8%, how long will it take before you hit millionaire status?
I will call my local professional and ask them and then pay them a lot of money to answer that question. My guess would be, if I had to throw a number out, 20, 30 years, maybe?
Jeff, do you have any guesses?
$100 a week?
A month.
A month.
Yeah.
$100 a month at 8%. So you have to figure out what
probably
that
be
first...
longer than 30 years, actually, then.
15.
That's $1,200 a year. Yeah,
okay, you're listening to two idiots mumble about numbers, so why don't you just enlighten me?
So the answer is 53 years. I was actually thinking about this, and I thought if I could have started saving $100 from when I started receiving my allowance when I was, I don't know, 5 or something, I could be like halfway through becoming a millionaire.
Were you getting $100 a month from your parents for allowance?
I'm not saying I was getting $100, but all I'm saying is...
Yeah, this is, I got ripped off.
So now that you are, you know, grown up and you're saving $100 of your own money, which now you look at $100 a month and you go, that's nothing. But that does very quickly add up.
So when we talk about growing your wealth, we're talking about the magic of compounding interest. So you may have heard wealthy people, they make their money work for them. So you invest your money and then the money just grows and it starts to grow exponentially.
Gina, that's very easy when you look at those numbers and you get excited and you go, yes, this is great. I can save a lot of money. I can put this away and not have to worry about it. But let's be honest, life gets in the way. Even if we have our emergency fund, there's things that we want to do. People want to go on vacations. There's the commercialization of life and we go to the mall and we see, hey, I like this new jacket. I want to pick it up. It's so easy to say we can easily do this, but it's not as easy. There's so much temptation out there to just say, I don't have to worry about that extra $100. I'll make up for it next month. Yeah, that's what I'll do. How do you get away from that habit?
Let me ask you, what's more important in life? Is it more important to have a nest egg and a savings, or is it more important to go out and buy the latest iPhone or iPad?
I look good and I need to look good at all times. This jacket is very important to me. I make that joke, but at the same time, for many people, they do have that in their head. It's nice to think about wanting to have that nice nest egg and have the savings and all that, but you know, there are temptations and we get caught up in, ooh, new iPhone, new iPad, new this, new that. It can be very easy to get into those habits though.
Absolutely. And I think this is where planning out your long-term goals is really important. So, you know, thinking about where do I see myself in 10 years, in 20 years, in 40 years? And unless you want to be broke and trying to live off of Social Security, which may or may not be there once we're retired, it's just all about trying to put things into perspective and look long-term and say, okay, well, I may want this now, but it's also important for me to save for the future. And it doesn't have to be all or nothing. And you just have to strike a balance between what it is that you want now versus what it is you want later.
Especially if you're really into material things. I mean, we are a pretty consumer-oriented society, but I understand that maybe your diesel jeans are really, really important to you, and these shoes and whatever those. What are those shoes with the red soles on them? They just won that patent war. Super expensive.
I shop at Target. I have no clue.
I have no idea.
Yeah, well, obviously none of us do. So. But yeah, I mean, you know, if you need to spend $800 on a pair of shoes or whatever it is, if you think about it just from that perspective, you aren't going to be able to do that if you just do that, because you're not going to have set money aside for spending in the future. You're not going to have this income down the road. You're going to hit a wall, and you're going to go from Prada this to the thrift store that. You know, unless you have the benefit of familial wealth or some other, you know, you've generated the income you need. I mean, most of us just don't and won't do that. You're going to have to moderate at some point, and you're going to have to take stock of what it is you want to do.
I think this goes back to one of the basics we were talking about before, and I think this is so important, is having a budget, knowing what your amount is, and sticking to it. Because you could easily save up this money, you could easily cut expenses and watch what you do. But Gina, it is so important when you're talking about this, is if you want to do this, you need to have a budget, and you need to know your numbers, and you need to stick to it every single year, every single month, every single week, down to every single day.
Yes, absolutely. And really the key to accumulating wealth is to invest and to do it consistently. So it's really like exercise. You know, you can go to the gym once a month and like work out really, really hard for 3 hours. And if you don't go until the next month, you're not going to see very good results. But if you go to the gym and you go even for 15 minutes a day and you go every single day, you will see results. And the exact same theory applies when it comes to growing your wealth. You'd want to have the money taken out of your checking account on the day that you get paid and just automate it.
Where do we learn where to put this money though too? Because it's great. We can take $100 every single month or every single week and we set this aside. But how do we know where to put it to watch this grow over time, to have the, you know, to get our the best return on investment for our money?
Well, I think you probably want to talk to a financial advisor. I mean, there's all kinds of places to put it, but there's long-term goals, there's short-term goals. For example, there's targeted mutual funds, which are super cool, that if you're 20 years old and you want to retire at 70, you know, you've got this huge 50 years span here, and a targeted mutual fund will, what it'll do is you keep putting the money in, and initially the fund is much more risky, and over time it moves to be more conservative so that you don't risk your money as you hit retirement age. So something like that, I like the idea conceptually. I don't know, you never know if these things are going to pan out, but something like that. But I really kind of feel like you need to get into the hands of someone who's been around the block with this.
You know, the other thing I'll add to that is you really have to educate yourself a little bit on what it is you want to invest your money in and what goals you have for retirement or for savings. You know, I find that just picking up like the Money magazine, which comes out every single month, and just reading it cover to cover, you just pick up little things. And I don't have a background in finances, but just by reading some books and familiarizing myself with some basic concepts, I feel, you know, much more comfortable about choosing and figuring out where to invest my money. And I don't think you can just blindly fork your money over to an investor and say, okay, you know, go at it.
I think part of it too is educating yourself. Everybody wants the best return on their investment for their money. Everybody wants to make as much as they possibly can. But at the same time, there is no magic formula, and there's no one or two things that works for everybody every single time. If there was, financial planners wouldn't be a business and we wouldn't have the system that we have. You should be educated like that. But also too, there are some places where you could make potentially more money. There's some places where you may not, but you don't always necessarily know what the ultimate outcome is, and you shouldn't be so obsessed over that as well. Just put it where you know you're going to get a comfortable return on investment. Make what you make, be educated, and make sure that, you know, you're getting what you want, but don't get too crazy about wanting to move it around all the time to fight for every single penny.
Exactly. And of course, to diversify, you don't want to have your entire portfolio in Apple stocks, because that's paying out or that's like doing so well right now. And you want to diversify, you want to have, you know, mutual funds and bonds and kind of spread your risk around.
And once you make this wealth, then we have to worry about making sure you pass it on and making sure that it stays in the family and goes into the right hands if something does happen to you. And we'll talk about passing on your wealth and estate planning in the sixth and last building block of creating a healthy financial future. Gina and Jeff, thanks for your time today.
Thanks, Matt.
Thanks.
Thanks for joining us today. For more information and to listen to other episodes of our podcast, as well as to learn about our 30 favorite budget tips, go to jclawgroup.com. JC Law Group is a debt relief agency under the United States Bankruptcy Code.